Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Sticks with you like a jingle. Will a good jingle, you'll hear it once and you'll know every word, and the next time you hear it, please don't put that in my head right now. Don't you put that evil on me, Bart Scott. but it can happen. And a song like that, you played it for me one time like a year ago.
Yeah,
and I'll never forget it.
That was Christmas, Thanksgiving.
It was Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Almost a year ago.
Can we get to the yams? It's a good song, man. I'll tell you what, man. I have some yams going on. Jonathan Mitchell yamming on Boston. Wow. What's going on with Boston? Are they leaking oil? Are they vulnerable? Like, if the Knicks play them, do we feel like, hey, man, we want the Celtics?
Yeah, they're in a bad place right now.
And I don't know why, because they're relatively healthy.
Now, remember, last night they were that's a tough back-to-back. Because they had just lost to the Knicks in double overtime. So you're already exhausted from that.
Yeah.
And then you have to turn around and go to Cleveland. And you got to play there. And on top of it, Jason Tatum stayed back to rest. How do you feel about that? Al Horford also stayed back for rest. You know, it's like
So that's like losing twice.
Day-to-day, in parentheses, you put old. So there's two guys that weren't available to them, which made it a lot harder. But yet, there they were up, 14 against the Cavs.
Yeah.
And then the Cavs put in, what's this guy? Lamar Peters, something like that. They put him in the game, and he went, Lamar Stevens. And he went nuts.
Waka Flocka.
it just worked.
He went quickly.
And you always do that. You just put a guy in who hasn't played in a while, and you get some energy out of him, and everybody else is tired. And next thing you know, the game's a game. And it gets down to the end, and, you know, Grant Williams can't make free throws, and we go to overtime again, and they lose the game. So they're right now, all of a sudden, looking up at the Bucks, two games down in the standings, and it's
I always thought the Bucks
things are a little dicey in Boston right now.
I always thought the Bucks had the better team, too.
Oh, yeah, when they're healthy.
It's interesting out in the West, too, when you think about what's going out there. Like, are we going to a scenario where maybe Phoenix will open up and play Golden State first round? Because that'd be interesting, man.
I think there's all kinds of scenarios. But
because
right
I'm
now,
saying they're like 4-5, right? Right now?
Phoenix is in the 4-5. Golden State's 5.
Right. So they
And that's just that is possible. I still find it hard to believe that Minnesota's 6.
I mean,
how is Dallas just can't get it right now? 2-5 with Luka and Kyrie. The Clippers, another team where you're like, how are they one game over 500?
Yeah, they've been all in.
And then Utah and Portland are three games under 500. And the Lakers are all tied. So you have the Jazz, the Blazers, and the Lakers, and the Pelicans, who are in a free fall, are all tied.
How many games have Zion missed?
A lot. I'm going to go with a lot.
Like, from a hamstring?
A lot. Well, it's more than hamstring. It's ham and cheese. It's way too many. He's just not taking it serious enough. How about it too?
Heck, I mean, he you was got in
you
shape.
Got. Look at the top of that 2019 draft. Now where we are today, Zion has missed more games than he's played in his career, and that draft was 4 years ago. Right, he has missed more games than he's played, and Ja Morant right now is away from the team. Because he's gotten lost in this world of, fake tough guy.
He watching BMF too much and power raising Kanan. Hey, bro.
Whatever
man.
It is, yeah, he got caught up in this weird world of drama that he doesn't need to be in. And so now he's away, and they're going to need to have a conversation with him, get him right. And the Grizzlies, by the way, are a mess because, Steven Adams had a team meeting. He's like the veteran of the group, the respected veteran. And he's the guy also that's been a bit of the bodyguard for Ja out on the court, taking care of people. Like when people mess with him, Steven Adams steps in and you don't mess with Steven Adams. And he had a meeting with the group and he's telling these guys, we got to stop acting up. Remember they were like the bad boys of the league? They were always starting trouble.
You got Dylan Brooks always getting coming there with the stone cold tight jeans and the leather vest.
Yeah.
Bro, your mentality's all messed up. You think you're a biker. You black. Stop. You ain't in Hell's Angels.
So he tried to tell them they got to, stop because their road record sucks. They got a terrible road record.
I'm sure they don't get good calls.
Well, it's not only that; it's that they go out a lot. They're 26-5 at home, and they're 12-20 on the road.
Every place is better than Memphis,
right?
Except Memphis got some of the best strip clubs.
I mean, Memphis also has
the strip club. Only the strip club. But if Memphis you want to go to a regular club,
now Memphis has a pretty good nightlife, my man. Just saying. I was told. A friend of mine told me
strip clubs.
I mean, a friend of mine. I'm not saying I know. Maybe. I don't know these things. But anyway, so they've got problems that go beyond Ja. But Ja, Zion Ja, and then R.J. Barrett was the third pick. And R.J. really has not emerged.
He's leveled out. Let's just keep it real.
You don't know what he's going to be. All right, and then go further into this draft. Darius Garland's not the best player on his team.
Yeah.
They had the trade for him.
He's pretty good, though.
He's pretty good, but he's not the best player on his team.
That's true.
All right, he's the fourth pick. Tyler Hero.
He dressed, boy. He like Zoolander.
He's definitely down there living it up.
Man.
Yeah, he is living it up. But he's been good, not great. Yeah. But he's also was in that draft that he got paid. But the Heat are another team where you're like, what are they? So that draft that we thought was going to be this, you know, generational talent draft.
Are you foreshadowing?
What am I foreshadowing?
Wei and Scoot. Are you foreshadowing?
There was some video of Wembanyama going up against like this big, like, I don't know, like Slovakian dude, like 6'11".
Is it like the Google thing? Like who's got next?
Yeah,
with him be?
Yeah, yeah. Voice you've been pushed this, right?
I got next.
I see you too. but he backed him down, and I mean, you talk about can I get to the yam? Oh, it was rough. And that's kind of an indication of get ready for that, because there are some grown men in this league.
But this is the thing.
They're going to try you.
But this is the thing. Wei plays, they'll have him on a shooting guard. They'll have him on a dude that's like Marcus
Smart. You'll have to make him a three, KD.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he messed with none of that big boy stuff.
Right.
They already told him to do that because he was the tallest guy.
He doesn't want to see Andre Drummond.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to see those guys, right? Him against Embiid? No. You're not guarding Embiid.
Or Reed, because he can make a move.
You love Naz Reed.
I got a man crush.
You
man.
Do really do
him and quickly, man.
Like I'm you love Naz Reed, like you love
not Bobo, like Dom.
Not
Smith.
Like Bobo.
It's like I like Dom Smith.
Because I have a crush on you.
Yes, you do.
Reed, man, show me something. Man.
I hear you.
You know, I see the intangibles in people before they blow up.
You usually do. You usually do on that.
Dang, he's next.
Let me ask you a question. The Knicks tonight against the Hornets at the Garden. It's like a little one night only, and they go back on the road for the road trip that starts Thursday in Sacramento, which is going to be a game. It's on TNT.
Yeah.
But tonight at the Garden on MSG, of course, right here on 98.7 ESPN as well. Full coverage starts at 7 o'clock. I have the radio coverage with Ed Cohen tonight. Looking forward to that. If the Knicks get 10 in a row here, where are you with them? Because you played along yesterday, but I know that there's a bit of you that's still – like, not buying in. And if you listen to the K Show yesterday, Michael Kay's not bought in either.
Man,
He basically is like saying, this is nice.
They passed every test.
But I don't know, you know, he still is not buying in on this is a team to believe in. Now, I don't know what to believe in, to be honest with you, because am I saying they're a championship contender? No, I'm not saying
they
that.
They show so much maturity but by they, handling the business.
They look like they're on their way.
They haven't had, when you win 10 in a row, 9 in a row.
That's hard to do in the
league.
And
you go against good teams like that, and you don't struggle on the back-to-back, or you don't buy into we in South Beach. You go up to Boston, a big game, you scrap, right?
Without one of your main guys.
That shows maturity.
Okay.
And that shows professionalism. That shows a workman like, you know, you ain't turning a light switch on. The standard is the standard type stuff.
Right.
And when you have a standard is the standard type stuff, you can win a lot of games like that.
See, like your Jets, when you showed up, right, we were used to the Jets not being very competitive.
Yeah.
And the year before, they did have Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre.
Brett
Favre, sorry. I'm talking about foreshadowing. They had Brett Favre, and for a minute they looked good, but the same old Jet thing came to play. He got hurt and everything just went to crap. Right. So Rex comes in bombastic, and you come in bombastic, right? And just you see the making of something with a rookie quarterback that they moved up in the draft for, and it was like I know what this is. Like you saw it, you could just see it. That they all right, I see this, I like this.
They play hard,
right? Like there's the bogus. Got off to a good start, like the Fugazi Steelers a couple of years ago with Roethlisberger, where you're like, man, I don't care they're 11-0. They ain't it. And then there's like the team that you just see brings it, fights, claws, and you're like, oh, no, no, I like what I see here. And I look at the team from 2 years ago, the Knick team from 2 years ago, and I was like, boy, they took advantage of some stuff. No crowds. Yeah. A couple of teams in the East really weren't ready to play. They got to the fourth seed, and it was a fun year to be a Knick fan, but you never felt like, you know, like I didn't know what this was. You know what I mean? I didn't know. I didn't really believe in what I saw. So when they lost to the Hawks, I was like,
that's a better team.
Yeah, you know, all right. But this year, I'm trying to tell people.
They got firepower, man. They got depth.
I just feel like this looks different. Does that make sense? When I say it looks different.
It does. It feels different.
This looks different.
It feels different, right? I mean, how deep was that team that won a lot of games? You know what I mean? That
not.
Year? Right.
Because every time they would have like the littlest injury, it'd be just major impact.
Right.
On
that's
that.
What I'm saying. Here, you
like Nerlens Noel got hurt, forget it. Like, you know, Mitch got hurt, forget it.
Then you out there with Taj
no
Gibson.
Shot. Yeah, it was
Taj Gibson got to be 176 years old, man.
He's still in the league?
How old is this dude,
he
man?
He and Udonis Haslam. Both guys.
But Udonis Haslam don't even attempt to get off the bench. This dude actually comes out and gives you boards.
Wait. When they look down the bench and they call for Taj, you see Taj going like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Adonis over there looking at the scouting report drinking a tea. Like chamomile tea. He ain't even got no squirt bottle. He got a tea bottle.
He's actually wearing slides, too. I don't know if you can tell. He's not even wearing sneakers. They just know not to put him in a game. But no. Look, if like tonight is one of those should be a win, and you're at 10. Now, they're going to catch an L eventually.
Yeah.
They might even catch consecutive L's eventually because it just happens. Everybody can get got, somebody once famously said. So you know eventually, you know, they're not going to just run the table, finish the season. If they're going to lose, they're going to have a night where it's just not their night. But if they get to 10 tonight, don't we have to acknowledge what they are? Yeah. And also the fact that the franchise is on pretty stable footing. And for the first time in a long time, they have a coach who knows what the hell he's doing. And if you let him coach, like I said it yesterday, Leon Rose had a choice. He could have moved on from him in early December and no one would have said a word. They all would have said, you know what? Yeah, maybe it's past him. You know, they're struggling again and whatever it is. He could have fired him, but he didn't. Instead, he said, do what you got to do. I'm getting out of the way. And the rest is history. They are one of the best teams in the league since then. So I feel like the stability that you have right now as a franchise is also something that we should not overlook and take for granted. And no, nobody's hanging a banner because they have stability. That's not my point. But I do think there is something to be said about a franchise that has been wayward and rudderless for so many years and constantly changing the plan and firing and firing and then trading and firing to finally just kind of dig in, put something together that fits and works. And each night you feel like, if I'm getting anything out of this group, I'm getting their effort.
Yeah.
And right now,
you can always hang your hat on defense.
Yep.
Because defense is about effort and communication.
Completely agree. So I think that's when you want to just acknowledge the fact of what you have and what you now build with. And in the offseason, we can start talking about, all right, how do you take the next step? All right, how do they pursue and get better here and there? That's a conversation for the offseason. But what's going on right now, feel like, at least needs to be acknowledged. Because, by the way, think about 2023 right now, Bart. This year, Peter Bodie, Daily News, Post. He used to be at Daily News. Peter Bodie, the Post, is a friend of mine. We've been friends for a long time. And he shot me a text that really got me thinking. The last time, remember how we were talking about, it was only recent we did this. It was last fall. Mm-hmm. How New York, you know, we suck. We can't win anything, right? The frustration of it all. We start out this calendar year with the Knicks and the Nets and the Rangers, Islanders, and Devils all making the playoffs. All of it's possible, right? Then we go into the baseball season. Mets and Yankees are two of the best teams in baseball, you would argue, right?
Yeah.
They should be playoff teams, yes?
Absolutely.
All right. Then we go into the fall. So now we've got playoff teams in the winter. We have playoff in the spring, playoff teams in the summer. And then the Jets and Giants. Well, the Giants just made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
The Jets, if they get Aaron Rodgers, would be a contender.
Yeah. I mean, let's just
the last time we had
Aaron Rodgers' war is probably 4 games, so 11 wins.
All right, if you want to do that. The last time we had a calendar year where every team in our market just made the playoffs. I've been trying to find that year, and I don't find it.
And the Nets going to make the playoffs. You don't like talking about
that. No, I did say that.
Okay,
I said the Knicks and the Nets, and I said the three hockey teams. That's how we start. Spring, we have the playoffs. Summer, we have playoffs. And then come winter, fall teams, playoffs. Anybody out there can tell me the last time every team in this market made the playoffs at the same time? Because you got to go, if it did happen, you got to go way, way back. Because there was always somebody, whether it was the Nets, the Knicks, the Jets, or the Islanders, the Devils, like one of them always were bad. It's so rare that we could have a year like this. And of course, Daniel Jones needs to get
signed. Sports Nirvana?
Sports Nirvana in New York.
Everybody's happy.
It's a great question, though, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it a great question? And well, I'll tell you what, we could get closer to it if Aaron Rodgers and the Jets come to a deal. 800-919-3776. Patrick in New Jersey. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, guys. Loving the show. I listen all the time, man.
Thank you.
You guys are great. And you guys always bring the expertise. That's why I listen to you guys more than everybody else on ESPN.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. If you would give me a chance, I want to debate you guys a little bit about the Derek Carr, Aaron Rodgers thing.
Sure.
So I'm not going to sit down and say that Derek Carr is a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers. That would be stupid. We know that's not the case. But in the Jets situation, I look at it as you want to take the quarterback that's going to give you more chances at the apple over the years. And also, we've never seen Derek Carr with a top 10 offense or top 10 defense. Now, we can't get him, of course, because he's gone. But I always looked at it as we've seen Aaron Rodgers with both. Aaron Rodgers, I'm sorry, he's not a playoff quarterback. I honestly think Aaron Rodgers is the most overrated quarterback in the NFL, and it's the media's fault because they give him these stats and accolades, and they push that at the forefront. But when it's time for him to beat playoff defenses, he always doesn't show up, not in his numbers, not in his taking over the game. He doesn't snatch victory from the jaws of defeat ever. You know, it's just like he's a great regular season quarterback, but once the playoffs come, it's Aaron Rodgers just disappears. It's like Peyton Manning back in the day. But there's always an excuse made as to why he keeps losing. And it's like, all right, at some point, it's not his team. It's not his coach. It's him.
What is that? Patrick, how old are you, Patrick?
38. I've been watching NFL since the early 90s.
So maybe you're remembering recent years, right, as far as when the team success didn't match up with his individual success. But,
right.
You know, remember, he did win a Super Bowl being the wild card. He was the sixth seed, right? They got hot, and he won a Super Bowl,
agree.
Right?
They beat that team was lit with Hall of Famers, man. That was one of the greatest
Donald Driver, Clay Matthews, a.k.a. the Juice Man, like, none of those guys are going to the Hall of Fame. You know, Jordy Nelson, Donald Driver, none of those guys. He made a good team better, right? But he's made his career thriving off of comebacks. Now, in recent years, it's been since the change. Remember, he got hurt. He had a streak where he was hurt, yeah. And people thought he was washed. And that's when he came back and won the two MVPs. That's how we got to the Jordan Love draft to begin with. You know, and the whole marriage with Mike McCarthy kind of wore off a little bit. But in my opinion, you know, him coming here and having something to prove means that you can get potentially MVP caliber Aaron Rodgers, right? He had young receivers. Mm-hmm. You would say that the Jets have better receivers than he had last year. Now, Christian Watson, those guys may continue to develop. But you would think that, you know, Garrett Wilson had a better season. Elijah Moore was better than their receivers. You would think that Breece Hall is better. Even though Aaron Jones is good and A.J. Dillon is good, you would think they're better. And I just think that if you're going to go with Aaron Rodgers, you're hoping that when he goes against Josh Allen or if he sees Lamar Jackson or this year Deshaun Watson on the other side, you feel like you have a fighter's chance. I just never have felt when Derek Carr was at quarterback that you had a fighter's chance against upper echelon type of players. So you go with Aaron Rodgers because you talk about more bites at the apple. The bite of the apple is not to give up on Zach Wilson, because I'm sure you saw Geno Smith just got paid yesterday.
Right.
And sometimes it takes time. And sometimes that proved that with great coaching and humility, a guy can come back and he can be who we thought he was.
But that's my argument for Derek. We've never seen Derek with a top 10 offense.
No, no, you missed my point. You talked about bites at the apple, right?
Right. In terms of years, Derek, you'd get 5 bites at the apple instead of 2 with,
right.
with Aaron Rodgers.
But you missed my point. The bite of the apple is so that Aaron Rodgers, who's already a mentor to mm-hmm. Zach Wilson,
yes.
can help mm-hmm. get the best out of him and teach him all those great tricks that help him become
Got
a
you.
4-time MVP.
There's
and
your
now,
value.
And then now he becomes a cheap quarterback. If you go
Whereas
with,
Derek Carr Derek comes Carr, in, yeah, Zach Wilson's gone.
Yeah, Zach Wilson's gone.
Right.
So they
right.
still believe in the kid, and you don't want him to go somewhere and become Geno Smith and yeah. be somebody who can show you that he can play. You just didn't coach him correctly.
You know, Patrick, and gotcha. We appreciate the call, and it's the other way to look at it, too. You could also say, all right, well, with Derek Carr, you get 4 bites at the apple. With Rodgers, maybe you get 2. But with Rodgers, you get really big bites,
yeah,
not nibbles.
Yeah.
And that's a big story. You look, I'd rather, get after 50-plus years,
gotta go for it.
I'd rather gamble with an all-time great than go with a guy who has been in the bottom third in the league in offense his entire career. That's what I'm saying.
Whether,
it's as simple
whether,
as that.
Whether it's his fault or not.
Exactly. 800-919-3776. Adam Schefter tweeting, contract talks between the Giants and quarterback Daniel Jones are, in the words of one source, quote, going right down to the wire, end quote. Remember, the deadline is 4 o'clock today if they're going to tag him or not.
I feel like that. What's that thing? Is that a... Mission Impossible?
Yes.
I feel like we need to come back with that because that's where we at with Daniel Jones.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Saquon's sitting there. Saquon.
Well, the person he's the guy that's going to be a free agent.
I'm saying the person they're trying to save is Saquon. He's tied up on the train tracks.
The fuse. The fuse is going all the way down to the dynamite. And then it's time for a commercial.
And Daniel Jones is over there talking on the phone. Damn it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
He must have went on Christian Mingle or blackchristiansmingle.com, man, because he got what? His hair all fleek, man. He got me. Listen, that's freshly braided, freshly parted, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Over there looking like Jaheim.
It's true.
Just in case I don't make it home tonight. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get that action, Jackson.
Listen, it's the birthday week. I got to get
ready.
There you go.
Turned up for what?
You got big plans?
Man, it's his birthday week. Hell yeah.
Probably a concert, a couple drinks and a party.
There you go, yeah. Now, why is it birthday week?
Oh, those young guys got energy. You remember when you were that young? You
no,
can
I
go
don't.
More than one day.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Now you want to get one day. You
didn't
take
my
nap.
Birthday week. I'm just saying.
You down.
I mean, it doesn't help that my birthday falls on a Sunday. So it's.
So that means you get the top. Like, oh, so probably what you should do on Sunday, day party,
yeah.
breakfast,
yeah.
because you're going to be so drunk from Saturday.
Brunch. You go Sunday because Saturday night lit.
Well, you go to Nomo or something like that?
Something like that. Usually that or PhD. Usually has a nice brunch spots.
Yeah. Turn up, rock out with your socks out, son.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
So we'll see. We'll see Monday when he's just out of it, like dehydrated, can't really focus, a little foggy.
Listen, he got his vitamin C pills. He got his L-arginine, so blood flow is ready. You know what I'm saying? He just went to the doctor and said, yeah, give me the Z-Pack.
Poor guy, just in case.
So it's already there. If something hit me, it's already there. Sitting there kissing girls in the club.
Got the tiger bone ready.
Well, happy birthday, man.
Yeah.
Happy almost birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, man.
We just learned each other. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad. I knew something was up. You know what I'm saying? Because it was out of the ordinary.
All of a sudden, like, right? Like, clean,
yeah.
fresh
yeah, look.
Look
on, yeah.
Gleam in his eye, no
like,
less.
He right? probably, listen, he already got his birthday outfit laid out. Like, I'm going to kill him with this one.
Mm.
He already got it laid out. He just trying to figure out the accessories for the shoes. Like, what watch yep. you going to go with?
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I remember them days. Yeah, buddy.
Look at you so happy it's about gonna- it.
Cause I'm living vicariously. I'm living through him.
Living vicariously.
Yes.
through Jacob.
Is it a Scarlett's or anything involved in it? Like, is it a strip club day or is that
after the club? It's not his bachelor party. It's his birthday.
Which is basically a bachelor party.
Really?
You want free stuff for your birthday. It's my birthday.
Maybe Friday.
Maybe Friday? Saturday, yeah.
Yeah.
I see how the guys are feeling.
Act up Friday.
Yeah. But you got to go get some female and some adult entertainment.
Well, how do you know that he doesn't already have?
He just said he's going to the strip club.
Well, okay.
He said Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, I mean,
they got the best wings.
But you were, I mean, you can
he's
go.
He's a wing connoisseur.
Best wing in Max, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that you could go just for the entertainment value, not necessarily to.
What time are you going to be there?
Bring a group. Hey, you were supposed to be in L.A. with me on Friday. What are you talking about?
Are you going to be there?
Yeah.
Drink that booty, rock that booty, do the rules. I want to rock.
All right, let's get to stuff. We got calls to get to, 800-919-3776. Tom Brady retweeted a tweet regarding, you know, Rich Eisen saying that he might not be done after all with his playing career that we just talked about earlier. And Tom Brady retweeted it, and he said, "Anyone who thinks I have time to come back to the NFL has never adopted a two-month-old kitten for their daughter."
Why would you adopt it? You're rich.
Why not? You're saving, you're rescuing a kitten. That's beautiful. What?
Rescuing a kitten.
Don't look down on people for rescuing a kitten. I am kind of looking down on the fact that he's blaming his daughter.
Man, listen.
Is he once again now blaming the family for things?
Yeah, but he's Tom Brady.
Giselle is not going to be pleased with this tweet.
He should have a lion off the black market. Get your daughter a lion, man.
A lion?
Yeah.
What is he, Tiger King now? We're going to start doing this?
He's Mike Tyson. Like,
what was her name? What was the crazy lady in
there? They found her husband.
Well,
too.
They found. All right, Carol Baskin. Remember, they found
their
we
husband.
All knew watching that documentary, like, no, that dude's dead. And
no,
she
they
killed
found
him.
They found him.
I know. But while we're watching it was still an investigation and a lot of denial. Yeah. And you're watching this thing going, oh, hell, she fed him to the lion.
You know,
no
how, you know how much you got to hate your wife to fake your death so you can run away? Like, yo, I'm just going to act like I'm dead. he'll put pig's blood on a lion's mouth and stuff like that. Tore his pants and hauled ass.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get to it. All right, before we get back to calls, it is time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call.
Audio file.
Damn it.
Oh, man, stop. Stop.
Damn it. It's not until you hear the gong. See, this. I'm blame Allen, right?
Well, fault?
Yeah, because Allen fumbled. He didn't have the hammer.
But I was waiting for.
Yeah,
I,
but you didn't have
way,
the hammer.
Listen,
so
listen.
That delayed me saying audio.
First of all,
and he jumped the wire. You know what I'm saying?
Once I saw you take a pause, I was like, all right, it's my time.
It is. It's free throw lane violation.
No,
it's like lane violation, free throw. Like, who's that guy had that crazy little art that pause at the top of a shot?
Was it he played for Houston, I think.
Yeah, everybody used to mess up. He'd go to the top and then shoot.
I forget who that was. I'm thinking of Bill Cartwright.
Chuck
had that
Hayes.
Weird little
Chuck like Hayes. That.
Chuck Hayes used to pause at the very top before he let it go.
No, listen, our listeners know. We're going to do this again, but our listeners, like, we want you to call us about that guy who always used to get more lane violations for everybody because he get to the top and he hold the ball and get stuck.
All right, well, we got like three minutes to do this.
Let's go.
So let's go again. With stepping aside to let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio File.
Audio File.
Now that we got that right.
Audio, not files, audio file.
We get one. We might only get one. Well, let's get to this part right here. Last night, so Yankees are playing the Pirates in Grapefruit League spring training baseball. And Yankee fans are in love with, you know, Dominguez with Volpe, right? You're getting great stories out of that. But if there's one thing that really frustrates a Yankee fan right now, it's anything involving Aaron Hicks. And it only gets worse when this happens.
Five in the spring. And that matters to Herman because the fastball is the pitch he often pitches away from.
Hicks down in the corner, coming back into the field of play, and he drops it. Aaron Hicks drops it.
You hear the one guy scream? Screaming at Hicks?
Play too much damn golf!
So it what seemed like a routine fly ball to left field, over by the stands, he overruns it and cannot make the play. Now, he did get two hits afterwards, but still. That, like, him and Josh Donaldson are the two stories that will have Yankees fans so much angst. While there's other really positive stories about this team out of spring training. So we'll see how that all goes. But Aaron Hicks has to play, everybody. Even if it's costing a young guy his time, you're paying him.
And it looked like such a great deal early on when they signed him early. Yeah, just he hasn't been healthy since.
Want him to stay healthy. That's the main thing. All right. Continuing here, let's see. So the Celtics lost again, blew another lead last night. They lost to the Cavs, and they do so because Grant Williams went to the free throw line with like no time left on the clock. Two free throws to win the game. Donovan Mitchell and company talking trash to him, basically telling him that, you know, oh, you're going to miss these. And he said, I'm making them both.
Pritchard all the way to the basket, lays it up, tipped up by Grant Williams.
Foul.
And did they call the foul? They did.
Yes.
It's a foul with no time left. Grant with one for the lead. He stares, dribbles once, fires. He missed both. Tipped up, no, at the buzzer. And we are going to overtime.
98.5, the Sports Hub with the call. Yeah, he misses both, and then Marcus Smart had a chance to tip it in, as you heard right there at the buzzer. It was like tenths of a second left.
Yeah.
Tips it, that missed, and so overtime they go, and the Celtics lose again. So much frustration in Boston. Meanwhile, as we continue in audio files, in Memphis, concern, because Ja Morant now away from the team. And now it feels like indefinite. They said for the next two games, but it feels indefinite. And in fact, well, I'll tell you what, if you look at the rules, if he had this gun, which you saw on IG, it was in a club in Denver. It was in a strip club in Denver.
He
was doing IG with, yes. So police in Colorado are looking into that as well. But they're trying to figure out, well, if he had the gun with him on the road in Denver.
Then the laser inside.
Not only that. If he had it on his person on the charter.
Ooh.
Or even in the locker room.
Ooh, that's
guess
federal
what?
Crimes.
That is 50-game suspension by the league. 50.
Yeah, that's the Gilbert
so the
Arenas stuff, right?
Right. The investigation underway. And a lot of talk about what, you know, Ja needs to do. He probably should listen to Carmelo Anthony, because Melo went through a lot of similar type stuff early in his career.
That ball.
And he had to get right. And Melo on a podcast, he talked about, this is from a couple of years ago, by the way. He talked about a meeting he had with David Stern after a fight that he had against the Knicks, Marty Collins, at the Garden. And David Stern kind of had a straight man-to-man talk with Melo, and Melo retold it here.
Yo, I had weed charge, I had a DUI, I had to stop snitching, I had the argument with Larry Brown. The last incident was the fight in the Garden. I get suspended for 15 games. David Stern suspend me out of everybody, 15 games. Everybody else got like 6 games, 7 games. And I go speak to him, like, why you do me like that? Man, your rap sheet. You want to be in the streets or you want to be in the NBA? You f***ing with a corporation now. You going to leave that alone. I know who you with. I know where you live at. I know where they live at. I know when you close your eyes. I know when you wake up. And I know what they doing. He's telling me, I know what they doing. Mm-hmm. Either tell them to stop or you got to cut them off. And I'm like, damn, like, that's when I knew NBA was part of the feds.
I mean, he laid it out that you're in a billion-dollar industry right now, and we're giving you a whole lot of money, and you don't think we don't know what you're doing and where you're doing it? We got people everywhere.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, they do. And Adam Silver needs to have this same conversation with not just Ja, but with Ja's parents, and say, you better get him right, because you could lose all this real quick.
Yeah.
And Melo, that's a cautionary tale that Carmelo just told. And that was from not just recent.
Yeah.
He told that a year ago or 2 years ago when it had no reference to Ja. But boy, all of a sudden it becomes relevant now, Bart.
And Jalen told you about you know, him being caught up in a drug raid.
Yeah.
Like, here he is sitting in a drug house. Like,
yeah.
Forget about the police run up in there. What if somebody coming there to rob the drug house and Mr. Big Money, are we going to the ATM? You going to get this money out? We gonna kill you and your man. You better give him your car, go to the bank and go. They do stuff like that too. So, listen, the thing is, if that happened and they get the 50 games, he's going to kick himself in the butt because they have a legitimate chance at winning the title.
If they have any evidence, and there's cameras everywhere, if they have any evidence that he had that gun
on
him, that's what everybody's trying to figure out. Did a friend bring it and give it to him? Like, where did that come from?
Come
is it registered to him?
See.
They're going to find all this stuff out because his camera's everywhere.
Friend can't bring it to him because a friend flying commercial. So he ain't getting through.
Well, he could have a friend in Denver, in Colorado.
Nah,
that he knows, that he hangs out with.
They gonna have a friend in Denver bring you a gun.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, nah, he going down. He doing
50 games.
Season. Bart. Listen, and this is wide open. This is an opportunity. They were right there at the doorstep last year. Yeah. They had a disappointing loss.
Right.
And then this is the one that you're gonna feel like, man, his teammates are like, man, we couldn't even win, you know, because we didn't have Ja. And
time to grow up.
That's gonna kill him.
Yeah. Time to grow up.
But his mom better quit calling him to finish line to try and fight the manager of finish line. Now, how dumb is that as a parent?
Yeah, well, that's why I said if Adam Silver is gonna speak with Ja, he should speak with his parents too. Because you're either, it's like you say about you're the coach in it or allowing it to happen. It's the same thing with parenting.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I do want to just correct something that I had seen, and apparently it was not correct, and that is for Ja, if the investigation does find that he had a gun on premises, on what would be considered NBA premises, like a charter or a locker room, there is actually no number for a suspension. So originally it was reported as 50, but it's actually up to the league. So it could be anything. It seems to be a lot more concerning if you think about it, yeah, right?
At least it's going to cost him this season.
If they find anything, it could cost him the playoffs.
And listen, this is the third. Is this the fourth thing on the other stuff? Because we got him on the internet waving a gun, right?
Well, that was what this is about on IG.
He
live,
was in Denver?
Which, why? Yeah, he was at a strip club.
So he brings his video games. He's on... Oh, IG Live. IG Live. I was thinking about Twitch or something.
No. He was on IG Live, and he just kind of was grinning, and he showed the pistol. It was like a little... I forget what it was. But...
what's the suspension if he found out that he beat some kid up and pulled
a gun?
Well,
there's that, too. There's the charges that are now for that.
He might just have to sit down.
But apparently in that story, not only did he fight a 17-year-old, he beat him up. Then he went into the house and brought out a gun and flashed it at the kid.
Who is he, Cat Williams, man? Cat Williams fight little kids. And he got beat up by a seventh grader.
So there's all that stuff that's going on and all the other things going on around
him. Ain't it
him
funny, though? Like, Jake, ain't it funny that Cat Williams, you remember, did you see it? Did you see the video of Cat Williams?
I remember the video vividly, yeah.
He got beat up by like a seventh grader. And the crazy thing is.
Well, he's little.
So it's a seventh grader.
Well, yeah, but he's little. As a man, he's little.
Man, he a grown-ass man.
But he's a little grown-ass man.
Yo, if you ever
Cat Williams might not be 125 pounds. Let's be honest.
If you ever have a friend, and he took an L from a seventh grader.
Well, all right.
He can't be your friend no more.
He's like 12, 13 years old.
He provides nothing.
I mean, I never heard Gary Coleman get beat up by a seventh grader. So.
Right. And this the crazy thing. He was in the Army. Yo!
Cat Williams was in the Army?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
Yes.
You're doing what? Serving food?
Army stuff.
What? Like what?
What is this? I'm going to get
mess
you
hall.
What is this? I'm going to get you sucking? Like, oh, what's all the pants you got? Oh, this for the crocheting team.
Wait, hang on a second. Crocheting team.
You remember I'm going to get you sucking?
Wait, you're telling me. Hang on.
It was Pops.
There's not a limitation? Like, they don't look at him and just go like, you're a paperweight. We're all set.
It's perfect. Long as you can carry a pistol or light up a target.
That's it?
It's perfect. You can sneak into spaces that we can't.
Hopefully he was. That's right. We send you in.
If y'all think I'm lying, Google Cat Williams fights like a minor. And he on the ground laughing after he took the L.
He was laughing?
After he took the L because the little dude knocked him down.
Let's see. Oh.
See? I do not make things up.
I didn't say you made it up. I just didn't think how many of these... Man, he doesn't look like a seventh grader, by the way.
What do you mean? What does a seventh grader look like? It ain't Yami. What are you talking about? It ain't Shaquille O'Neal.
I mean, this is not your typical seventh grader. This young man.
Yo, you got grown man strength.
This young man.
Yeah, you got whole kids, and you get your ass kicked by a seventh grader.
Face. First of all, he's way bigger than him already.
How can you chastise?
Oh!
Right. How can you chastise your kids if you get your ass whooped by somebody my class?
Cat Williams punched him first.
Yes. He hit him. He stole him and he ate it. He ate it like Chris Rock ate the smack from Will Smith. Ate it. Remember, you ever seen the movie Three Strikes?
And then, when
old boy punched Big Worm and he's like, oh.
Listen, the kid's a wrestler. 100% he's a wrestler.
He's a wrestler.
Because.
Look, Cat Williams on the ground taking that.
He got him in a half chicken wing.
Yeah.
He did, yeah. But he knew exactly how to take him down, and then he knew how to basically submit him.
And he hit him
first.
Pretty
quick. And he took the punch.
Ate it.
Took the punch. That kid,
what if that kid
probably outweighs him by at least 50 pounds.
What if that kid
and
go,
he's taller.
What if that kid go get his dad?
Well, that's a problem.
If my son kicked your ass, well, what do you think my daddy going to do?
I'll tell you what, you can't sue me if you kick my ass.
No, he hit him first.
I love that he's got a Versace shirt.
He hit him first.
Oh, my God.
Hey, if Ja beat up a 17-year-old, man.
So what is he doing? He's just trash-talking him. Look at him. He's, like, walking next to him, trash-talking
listen,
him.
Listen, Allen is really, like, trash he's amazed.
Talking him.
Allen's really, listen, if I ever get my ass kicked by a 7th grader.
What was this, like a charity softball game or something?
I don't know. Listen, if I'm.
They're on a baseball field.
If you ever see me get beat up by a 7th grader, go ahead and end my life, because there's nothing I can do ever again. I can't. My stroke game
I'll make sure, though,
I ain't got no confidence.
If I'm there, I'll make sure to do everything I can to take video.
My stroke game be so weak. Like, man, I got no confidence. Man, I lost to a 7th grader, man. I ain't even a man no more.
Yeah, this must have been a charity softball game, because this kid just will not leave him alone. He looks exhausted.
Well, when you smoke crack and weed, man.
Kid was trash talking. That's rough.
That's what it be, man. Hey, guys, listen to our caller. I know we went off on a tangent. Listen,
we did, but this is
hang
funny.
Hang in. We're going to come back, and we go on there. While we on break, before we come back from break, what I want y'all to do is look up the fight so we can all laugh together so you can understand how funny this is.
Lots
got
of calls
a grown-ass man getting the ass kicked. Hey, call in if you ever got your ass kicked by a 7th grader.
No, please don't.
No, I want to know if you took an L from somebody in middle school or high school and you was a grown-ass man.
And does it count if you were in 6th grade?
Now, I watched my nephew beat my uncle up, but they call my uncle Chicken George because he's a crackhead.
That's why they call him Chicken George?
Yeah, off roots.
800-919-3776.
Listen, I'm transparent, man.
We got calls to get to.
He got his ass kicked by his son, but, yo.
We have calls to get to. We have the latest on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Yes, there is a latest.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.